How many friends did you have?
Oh, well, let's say I had one friend who was my blood brother. I mean, even went through the point of pricking our thumbs and actually exchanging blood, you know how. Mm-hmm. And I met her, I guess, in grade 4, maybe. And her dad owned the shoe store up at Jubilee. Her name was Ray. And this was my friend Shirley. And we were just bosom buddies. We just lived in each other's pocket, I guess. Right through school, right through high school. And then they moved, actually, up to Pender Harbor. But she was going to be my bridesmaid. That was, by then I was engaged. And everything was wonderful. And she had a brain hemorrhage. We would call her aneurysm. 21 years old, and she died. Just about killed me, too. It was awful. But she was my very, very best friend. My eldest daughter is named after her. But we had lots and lots. You know, I'm just trying to think of our really close buddies who would have had that long time. And what, that's another thing. I thought twins were so common up on Telford Avenue, where most of my friends lived in that area. We had twin boys, Blaine, Jack and Jim, and across the street, we had two girls, almost the same age, Jean and Katie Fivey. So when I found out twins weren't that common, I was quite surprised. I had grown up with them since they were so common. I guess at the most, it might have been maybe 15 or 16 of us, but it wasn't often we all got together, because people would be off doing other things. But they weren't big gangs.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet most of your friends? Through school or church?
School
or
mostly, but the group on Telford Avenue. Well, I had no relatives out here except Mom and Dad and my sister. But it was a family, and then I've called the Eaglestones and Joneses, and they were all married together, who sort of adopted my mom and dad because they were, you know, here alone, and they were all aunts and uncles to me, and it was all their kids and a few other neighbors on that street. That was the big gang. That we were just like one big family, and we all played together and grew up together. And then the school kids, but I'd say it was mostly the kids who lived on Telford, and a few of them maybe on Silver behind us.
And you were mentioning a little bit early about some of the places you played. That's sort of the next question.
Well, beside 40 acres in Central mm-hmm. Park and the ravines.
Yeah.
But that was another thing, from the tracks down. And of course, the tracks was one of our signposts of where we were. You know, this station or that, that's where we measured from and where we found. But there were ditches. Big ditches, almost as big as some of the Richmond ones, that all the way down the Marine Drive, because it was such a slope there and not proper roads. Frogging. We spent hours frogging. Come spring, of course, it was going out with a jar and getting tadpoles, and then watching them as they grew, and then letting them go when they got a bit bigger, and then going out when they turned into frogs and getting down in there. It's wonder none of us ever drowned. But we had jars, then we'd take them home, and Mom would say, well, you can't bring them in the house, and of course we'd sneak one in the bedroom, and in the middle of the night they start croaking, and they can be really loud. And then we'd all get into trouble and have to take them outside. But I think we did it year after year after year. Mom got mad at us year after year after year, but that was all part of it.
Yeah. What about when you're a little bit older in high school? Kids would hang out?
We never hung out. Huh? Not my gang didn't. We didn't.
No favorite coffee shop or anything like that?
We never had any money to spend. So we weren't that kind of thing at all. We might all meet to go to the show, the Oak Theater, on a Saturday afternoon or something like that. But, you know, we'd go to each other's house, get together. But, no, there wasn't any. Not among my group, anything like that.
Just more visiting each other
yeah.
in your homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and biking around.
What kind kinds of games did the kids like to play on their own?
On your own?
Yeah.
Well, my family very much liked card games, board games, and we played a lot of those as a family and with our friends. Hopscotch, of course, when we were outside. I loved hopscotch. I was never any good, like at baseball, or I had an eye problem, and I couldn't catch a ball if my life depended on it, which is rather a joke, because back at Kingsway West, because I couldn't play baseball, would you believe they made me the umpire? I mean, isn't that ridiculous? Because I'd try so hard to tell if it was a strike or ball, and I couldn't see that ball coming towards me, and I'd say whatever struck my mind, and of course then I got yelled at by the teacher or the kids, and I hated it. I love watching baseball from a distance, as long as the ball isn't coming at me. We also played some great bouncing games called, I don't know if kids even do it now, called a Larry. And the big thing is to have a lacrosse ball. They were the best bouncers that ever were. And it used to cost 50 cents also. That's something you got for Christmas or your birthday. I was good at that. And skipping, of course. Skipping was a big one.